Hello, this is Matthew Bronson, and we are back with Conversations with Matthew Bronson with Sandy Escarcita of the Sandoval County Senior Volunteer Program on KUPR 99.9 FM Placitas, New Mexico. In this segment, we are going to talk about Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
Okay.
So, before I forget, let me just tell everyone where they can get more information about this. It is on the source of all knowledge, the internet, and it is part of the Sandoval County website, which is sandovalcountynm.gov under Community Services. And if you want to go even lower tech and use a telephone, in area code 505, you may dial 404-5822 or 5818. And I'm sure there are also email links and all kinds of other things on there. But to get more information about the entire program, that's a great resource. In a previous episode, we talked about the foster grandparent program, but now we're going to tackle the retired senior volunteer program. So take it away, Sandy.
Okay. The RSVP, or Retired Senior Volunteer Program, operates in 21 workstations throughout Sandoval County. And when I refer to a workstation, it can be a facility such as a library, a food bank, Rio Rancho Municipal Courts, any place like that that has volunteers, and they have registered to be an RSVP. What that means is they will receive a small mileage reimbursal and a small meal reimbursal for the time that they donate. We also hold a yearly recognition luncheon to thank all the volunteers in both in RSVP, Senior Companion, and Foster Grandparent program. We're looking for volunteers who are age 55 plus, same as foster grandparents, who want to donate any amount of time. If they give 1 hour a week helping to put the books back in the library, or 10 hours a week sorting food at a food pantry, we welcome any kind and any amount of volunteering.
It sounds like for some of them, a valid driver's license is required.
Yes.
And I guess a vehicle.
Yes.
Do they need any special insurance on their automobile?
Well, they do have to be insured. And another benefit of the three programs is we provide supplementary insurance on top of the auto insurance they already have. So it is very important that they maintain both their driver's license and their auto insurance.
As well as get the endorsement from the county for the extra services that they're doing.
Yes.
The different programs that you spoke about, is one usually take the most work and one usually takes the least work?
Are you talking about work for the volunteers?
Yes, exactly.
It varies. As I mentioned, the RSVP volunteer can donate as little or as much time volunteering as they would like, whereas for both the Senior Companion and Foster Grandparent program, we are looking for more of a commitment, minimum 15 to 20 hours per week.
Okay. And when I assume through the various ways we told people they could contact the program, they would say, I want to do it. And
yes,
then they come in and have, I won't say an interview, but you discuss kind of a sorting, vetting process of, this is where we think you would be best. Or do they say, I want to work in the warehouse?
Okay. It's a combination of the two. I do like to interview any prospective senior companions or foster grandparents. When it comes to being an RSVP volunteer, they primarily go to the actual workstation, such as, for example, St. Felix Pantry in Rio Rancho. Right. They go in there and they say, I'd like to volunteer. And it is there that the workstation coordinator or someone from the facility that says, you know, you're age 55. There's a program called RSVP. Would you like to register to be an RSVP volunteer? So what I'm saying is there are workstations that have RSVP volunteers as well as just plain volunteers younger than 55 who are continuing to volunteer at the site.
Right. And the person at the workstation, they're the one who actually makes the, we'll say, the hiring decision, or does it go up through your office?
They make the hiring decision mm-hmm. at their site for the volunteer there. And then they submit the paperwork to us saying Mr. John Smith would like to be an RSVP volunteer. We process them, meaning we put them into our data bank. We ask them to keep a timesheet, submit their timesheet and their reimbursal sheets, and they are an RSVP volunteer.
Excellent. Some of the workstations on the list that you had given me, I'm thinking of like the storehouse West. That sounds like a little bit more physical job than restocking books.
Yes. And I think prospective volunteers go to the site that they most are interested in and that they know they are capable of doing. Because it's Storehouse West and St. Felix Pantry in Rio Rancho, it is physical work. It does involve a fair amount of moving boxes and product and filling boxes with the food. So if someone has limited mobility, I don't see them going to that facility looking for volunteer work. Another site we have is Read West out in Rio Rancho, and that's where they help people learn to read. So those could be prospective volunteers who were librarians, teachers, just had a love of reading.
Now, the client, the person learning to read, there is no age restriction on that. It could be an older person.
I don't have the specifics from Read West as to what the clientele specifications
right.
are. Sorry.
Okay. Well, if we go to community services under SandovalCountyNM.gov, we can get more information on that. And on the county website, Sandy, does it also give any kind of a breakdown of the different 23 workstations if people want?
No, it doesn't. Again, there are hundreds of workstations throughout Sandoval County. Not all of them are RSVP workstations. We have 21 workstations throughout the county.
Okay. Do people need to bring in, because we're dealing with seniors and there are more health issues with seniors, do they need to bring like a doctor's note saying that Sally Rutherford is fit and ready for work?
For the Senior Companion and Foster Grandparent Program, we do. For RSVPs, we don't.
Okay. How about, because these are troubled times we live in, Sandy, do they need to come with a police report saying that I'm not a criminal?
We do background checks on the volunteer.
Appreciate that at this day and age, because these are difficult times.
Yes. If I had a grandchild at an elementary school with a foster grandparent, I would like to know that they had a background check and they came back clean. Same thing with Senior Companion. If my grandmother was being visited by a Senior Companion, I'd like to know that that person did not have something in their background that was unacceptable for their being there.
Minor illnesses, I'm just, what pops into my mind is like a diabetic who might need to take medication on a regular basis. Would that exclude them from the program?
No, it wouldn't. We have some volunteers in both foster grandparent and senior companion programs who have chronic illnesses, diabetes, maybe hypertension. They may have had an acute illness like a hip replacement. As long as their doctor says they are capable of doing the work, and those two volunteer programs do not have stringent work requirements. They have to have a good heart in terms of loving their clients, but it's pretty much sedentary.
I like that word sedentary. That's my kind of job.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Well, have we overlooked anything, or is that the RSVP program?
I think that covers RSVP.
Okay. This is Matthew Bronson, KUPR 99.9. Placitas, New Mexico, Conversations with Matthew Bronson, and we have been speaking with Sandy Escarcita of the Sandoval County Senior Volunteer Program. When we come back from the break, we're going to move on to the third section, the Senior Companion Program. That sounds like fun. That way you get out and do stuff. So again, KUPR 99.9, Placitas, New Mexico, Conversations with Matthew Bronson. We'll be right back.